From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with a view from the ground in Sadr City. That's Baghdad's vast Shiite slum. It's the stronghold of leader Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia, the Mehdi Army. Sporadic fighting continued there today. Iraqi and U.S. forces have been involved in a slow and difficult battle on Sadr City's southern edge. U.S. commanders are hoping the fighting will give the Iraqi army more combat experience and more confidence. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, American units continue to coach, support, and in some cases, direct the fighting.
When fighting with Sadr's Mehdi Army erupted again in late March, these U.S. soldiers with Bushmaster's Company, 25th Infantry Division, had to quickly turn an elementary school in the Thuara district of Sadr City into a makeshift combat outpost. 24-year-old Lieutenant Mark Dudek and his men head out in their striker-armored vehicles to check on the Iraqi unit that's hunkered down in an old government building just a half dozen blocks up the road. When the Americans arrive, the Iraqis are busy unleashing barrage after barrage of seemingly random gunfire. Most Iraqi soldiers who aren't firing are resting. One of the first concerns Lieutenant Dudek raises with the Iraqi commander on the ground, Major Sattar, are the dangers of haphazard gunfire.
That's very important, is that your men have to, they have to identify what they're shooting at. They can't just hear a shot and fire back.
You've got civilians on the street, Lieutenant Dudek points out, and you have to conserve ammunition. Major Sattar nods his head slowly in agreement. Dudek then checks on other basic soldiering issues. Do you have solid radio contact with your Iraqi battalion and brigade leaders, he asks.
Hawani has the radio.
Oh, the radio is too bad. He can't communicate the brigade.
We mainly use our cell phones now, Major Sattar says. Lieutenant Dudek rolls his eyes. This frontline unit in the thick of the battle is depending on Iraq's notoriously unreliable cell phone network to communicate with higher-ups. Tell him he needs to try putting the radio antenna on the roof, Lieutenant Dudek says. He has other fundamental questions for the Iraqis. What's your casualty evacuation plan? Major Sattar says he has some first aid kits. His American mentor tells him that's just not good enough.
Okay, if he has someone that's going to die, he has to get them to a hospital. What is his plan? He has to take them to a hospital eventually.
It becomes clear the Iraqis have no clear plan, no mapped out route to a nearby hospital, no vehicle assigned to handle casualties. 3 weeks into the fight in southern Sadr City, where Iraqi forces are ostensibly in the lead, these are the kind of daily hurdles and frustrations U.S. soldiers here are running into. Back at the school-turned-outpost, Lieutenant Dudek says the Iraqis have shown some improvement, but often not quickly enough.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating. At the senior NCO level, their leadership is lacking. That's really what they need. Sometimes I think they just need to be thrown into the fire.
The Iraqis are slowly getting experience, but the U.S. is still doing much of the heavy lifting here. If roadside bombs need clearing, it's U.S. soldiers who do it. The U.S. also is helping resupply Iraqi units and helping them plan, coordinate, and carry out operations. American attack helicopters and unmanned drones circle over Sadr City, providing all-day air cover. Iraqi and U.S. forces are not trying to push deeper into Sadr City. The idea is to try to tame these two southern neighborhoods called Thawra and Jamila and eventually rebuild them and make them into something of a model for the rest of Sadr City. Colonel John Hort commands the 4th Infantry Division's 3rd Brigade Combat Team.
So that the citizens of Sadr City can see Jamila and Thawra as the way ahead here in terms of ridding themselves of militia and starting to work closely with the government of Iraq for a safe and prosperous future.
At least that's the goal. Right now, there is no civilian Iraqi government presence here. Locals complain that schools remain closed, traffic remains blocked, and sewer water and electricity, long tenuous here, are still in awful shape. The changeover from combat to rebuilding seems a long way off. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Barnett leads the 1st Squadron, 2nd Striker Cavalry Regiment, a main U.S. unit that's been fighting daily in southern Sadr City since late March.
I guess what keeps me up at night is envisioning the end state. Now, how do you ever put the genie back in the bottle? How do you return to pre-25 March conditions in terms of being able to work with the local population, work with the local leaders, get back to establishing essential services?
We'll get there eventually, Lieutenant Colonel Barnett says. But right now, Iraqi and U.S. forces remain in a block-by-block battle just to secure the area they hope someday will be the example for Sadr City. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Sadr City.